Okay, so let's talk about aliens. Oh my god. Aliens scare me very much. I am horrified, terrified, and absolutely do not want to encounter aliens. However, I feel that they're already amongst us, maybe among us. So, basically, thinking through the hypothetical of the possibility of aliens, and also giving a definition to what is alien, I guess we'll start with the definition. So, an alien, in my mind, is defined as an intelligent being that can take action. So, something that is self-aware and can make decisions and take action on them. That, to me, I guess, would be the definition of an alien. Well, a human is a type of alien. We're aliens to the aliens, right? So, I guess part of the definition is that it's not human. Duh. But, anyways. Okay, that's an alien definition. And then the possibility of aliens, I think, is very high, almost like taken as a given that they exist rather than that they possibly could exist. I think that it's just the universe has collapsed on that possibility because it's just too random or coincidental or low likelihood that there's only one sentient being in the universe. So I do believe there are aliens. I believe that they can take action and are self-aware. Okay. But the thing that I think that differs in my mind from the standard convention of aliens is that I feel as though aliens don't have to take any physical form as we know it. I think that we're really in the beginnings of understanding how the world works, the universe works, as far as on a physical level. I feel that there are so many possibilities that we still haven't even begun to understand or unfold. If you look at different theories like superstring theory, the great unifying theory, there's talk about multi-dimensions, like our universe is actually made up of X number of dimensions, several time dimensions, and there's just all these parallel universes, all these things that are hypothesized, and who knows what will, you know, come to be completely understood or even manipulatable. But I feel that we're barely beginning to understand how the universe works and what its structure is comprised of. And with that nascent knowledge, I think also comes a nascent knowledge of what a potential sentient being could be. And I truly believe that because of certain principles like conservation of energy and speeds at which matter and information can travel, and even things that we're breaking, like we're breaking the speed of light in some instances where, for example, if you have an electron pairing and then you separate the electrons, you can actually transmit information from one electron to another one. They actually like mirror each other, even though there's like infinite distance between the two. So that to me is a part of my proof that sentient beings don't even have to have physical form in the way we consider physical form. May not even have to have a mass, or they could exist amongst, they could even possibly exist amongst forces, maybe within the strong force or within the weak force. Just maybe forces are something we don't even understand. Maybe the fabric of the universe is something we don't even understand. You know, the space and the way that it's actually the form of it. So in that sense, I feel that aliens could be already among us and around us and within us, and that's really scary. Okay, I'm getting a question from the audience of why this is scary. It's scary to me because I feel that it's about communication. It's about understanding. And without understanding, without communication, to me there's fear, because you don't know motives, you don't know intentions, or you don't know what could be the purpose of interaction. So to some extent, I mean, there's all kinds of ways your mind can go on this. You could start thinking, well, you know, are we being manipulated? Do we truly have free will? Is there something in us that's being driven by another force that's not us? I'm not really so scared of the whole, you know, apocalyptic aliens coming down and destroying the universe and destroying the planet or taking over our bodies or whatever. That doesn't really bother me. I mean, of course that would be horrible, but that's not what I'm scared of. I'm more scared of, like, being used, being, you know, not treated as special, I guess. I think that humans, all life, even alien life, anything that has an awareness is special. Or even anything that grows. I mean, anything that really changes. I even feel rocks are special. And our planet is special. And magnetic fields are special. And stars are special. Meteors are special. And cats are special. And bamboo is special. It's all beautiful and special. And should be respected and attempted to be understood. And to live in harmony together. You know? And if there's an alien being or forms out there that have no interest in harmony, if that's not really a universal value, then that to me invokes fear. That's my... Nick feels that... Isn't that true of humans? That Nick, the humans are known to have hostile intentions. Yes, I agree. And definitely history is written in blood, but I feel that I personally feel that there are fundamental human ethos, and I think one of them is working towards harmony, sharing, compromise, working together, betterment of all. I believe that humans are fundamentally good, and I believe that I've strayed away from really delving into history and politics, primarily because I feel that there's so much when I think of history and politics, I think what I feel is sadness. I just feel deep sorrow at all of the devastating ways that those two areas have affected humans and the planet. And but I believe that it's possible that, you know, I know we're evolving very slowly as far as, you know, the amount of time that humans have been in existence and having civilizations, but we are evolving. And I think that as we start to diverge and evolve away from a more animalistic state, I feel that we evolve towards a more logical thinking state. I think that emotions are tied higher to instinctive behaviors. I think instinct, fight, flight, those are all behaviors that you see in all animals, and those are more basic. That's what I said. I said fight, flight.
Oh, you did
say that. And I think that as we evolve away from basic animalistic instinctive tendencies, will become more and more logical, and I think that I don't think that violence is logical. I think that lives in, I think anger and violence, which I think are the driving factors for a lot of atrocities or any sort of injustice. I mean, we call it an injustice. It's not just, it's not right, it's not good, it's not logical, it's we know that it's not the right path. I mean, whatever that may mean. So those violent anger-based tendencies are a more basic human expression, and I feel that we're evolving away from that. And I see examples of it in so many different things, one of which really epitomized that for me was Howard Zinn's Just War. Like his last book he wrote before he passed away, where he basically stated the principle that there is no such thing as a just war, and only until all humans agree, believe, fundamentally decide that, and it becomes a conscious, and then, you know, just fades into just a being state, there will be no more war. There will be no more killing. So, and you're asking about aliens?
Do you think that the future humans that have evolved away from instinct and to logic
do you think that the future humans who evolved away from instinct and into logic would be like aliens to us now? No, because we would be them. We would be the ones who evolved. So we are part of that progression. I think that to me that's a question relate. I mean, an analogy extension of that question is then, are we then aliens to something like a Neanderthal or an Australopithecus afarensis? And I would say no, we are not. We're not, because that's an evolutionary path. And so you're still a part of that chain and you're still made up of that fabric. Whereas an alien could be anything. So, but I guess the question is, what I heard from your question too, but you didn't actually ask it, was would aliens then have evolved to be more logical and whatnot? And I just don't know if that would be the case, because I don't think that we know all of the different forms of logic, and they may not, you know. I think it's interesting because we have compassion, which is an emotion, which emotions in my theory here are instinctive, and compassion driving logic is what I'm seeing as an evolution towards the betterment of humanity. But it's coupling logic with compassion, it's coupling a logic with emotion, which means that there's really a basic level to it, basic, you know, layer to it. And I don't know, I think that, I guess we could couple logic with anger, and we could say that's a natural evolution as well. But I guess my hope is that we would couple logic with compassion. But there's infinite couplings, because you could have any emotion, and we have a full range of them, coupled with logic. And so I guess, in my mind, aliens could be any of those combinations. And of course, there could be multiple aliens that have different expressions. Although, I do have to say, I have been reading a series of books, science fiction, Ender's Game, and it is very interesting that I choose to read this and that it's captured my attention and held my attention, because the fundamental principles in that book are all about aliens. And really, and this is kind of exciting to me, because I would normally have been like so scared I wouldn't even want to read anything about aliens or see anything about aliens or do anything with aliens, because I was terrified of aliens. E.T. scared the bejesus out of me as a child. He looked so scary, and my parents freaking bought me a doll, and I couldn't handle it and had to get out of my room. Could not have that thing in my room. Especially the scene where he's like in the white room with all those like plastic. Oh my god, I don't know why, but it was like horrifyingly scary to me. Ah! Okay. But Ender's Game, it's all about aliens. It's interesting because it's like the very first book Ender's Game, is about killing and destroying the aliens. But then at the end, you find out that the aliens, I'll go back one step. The humans are going to kill, want to kill and destroy an entire alien species, the Formix, because the Formix came and attacked the Earth, and they had a war. But then, like, the humans beat them, and then the Formix retreated, but they still exist, so humans want to go and attack all of them and kill them all. And in the end of the book, what you realize, because they actually did kill all the species, kind of, at the very end, you realize that the Formix, the reason they did not come back and attack the humans is because they began to understand the humans, and they were desperately trying to communicate with the humans to let them know that they understand them now. Because in the beginning, they didn't understand them, and they were just killing them because they thought they were just inconsequential. Humans were inconsequential. And in the end, they wanted to have communication, and they wanted to have compassion, and that's why they did not return. It's horribly sad. It's so sad. But the basic principle of the Formix, I'm just going to tell the storyline to Nick now because he's here, is that they're like evolved insects, kind of like a bee or ant structure, where there's a queen, and the queen essentially controls everyone, literally controls them. And so if the queen dies, they all die, basically. So they kill the queen, and that's how they kill the whole entire race. But in the end, Ender, the queen, like, she was able to get into his mind and understand him, but she wasn't able to communicate with him, like, during the time he was studying to learn how to kill them all. In the very end, she knew that he was coming, and they really didn't do anything about it, and I don't exactly know why they didn't do anything about it, but they didn't do anything about it. She took a queen larva and saved it and helped him, like, you know, through her mental control or whatever, to find it. So he found one queen, and it was in a cocoon, and she could talk to him, and they, like, had communication, and he understood her, and he made it his mission to find her a home and to find her a place where she could, like, reestablish that alien species. And he did in one of the last books. So it turns out not to be sad, but the very first book is very sad. Because he does kill them all, and then he finds the one cocoon. Oh my god. And then there's another alien species that's really interesting. There's actually two alien species. There's two more alien species. There's one, they call them the piggies, and they're these little, like, pig-like creatures. That alien species was kind of taken over by another alien species that they find out about later, that they called a virus for a long time. But this other alien species, what it did was I think what it was doing was it was trying to create a sustainable environment for the aliens. So it changed the entire ecosystem of a planet by becoming a virus and changing all the life forms. And what it did to the piggies was it actually changed their reproductive cycle. So the pigs actually, like, had a second phase of their life. After the pigs died, then a tree grew out of their bodies, out of their spine, and then they became a tree. And then the tree is what fertilized the females. So it had, like, a tree cycle and a pig and, like, a being cycle, and it was a multi-cycled, like, thing. Oh my gosh. And the trees could talk. There's, like, that's called father language, because the trees were all fathers. It's pretty amazing.
So were you just terrified out of your
mind? I wasn't terrified. I thought it was awesome.
So then why did you get over it then?
Well, this is one person's interpretation of aliens. So it's, you know, it wasn't real. Like, real aliens are still scary. That's it. Okay, I'm done.
Can you label it?